The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
What's going down, Big JD?
What's going down? Yeah. What's going down is I got to get rid of all my pets because I'm moving into an apartment.
Why? Why do you got to? That'd be awful, wouldn't it?
It would be. And that's part of the discussion of the show today.
Pets. We're talking about pets.
We are talking about pets on the show today. But before we get into pets, what's been happening? Pets? Anything happening? King you Friday playing?
No, they're not.
Okay.
I hope Darren isn't listening to the show. Uh-oh. Our bass player. Yeah, I don't want to get into it here in a public forum, as it were. And what about you, Big JD?
I'm looking for a bass player right now.
Are you really?
I am, actually, yeah.
For which project?
Well, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection.
And what happened to Joe?
Joe's still here and everything. And I'm still, you know, working with Joe and stuff. But we have a chance to be shopped to some major record labels. And if something happens, my guys can't go on the road. So I'm playing with Dave right now, the Wicked Angel drummer. He's back from BC.
What's his last name?
Perry.
Barry?
Perry.
Oh, Perry. Dave, yeah. Perry.
Yeah, yeah. So Dave and I are playing, and we had, you know, things fall through with bass players and still looking for somebody. We need somebody ASAP. But,
so
you know.
You want, like, someone who's able to play some metal-type stuff.
Someone who can play the blues, great. That's bottom line. But if they're into classic rock, hard rock, metal, that's just a bonus.
And all those genres come from blues anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool. It sounds like...
We need somebody that can go on the road if it happens. You know what I mean?
Sure. So. Maybe I should give you the number of my bass player.
All right, Lippo's got something lined up for us here. Some Zeppelin.
Some Zeppelin, because you never know what color your dog's going to be, so Zeppelin's got to tell you it's a black dog.
Away.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Apartment living certainly has its advantages, such as not having to mow the lawn, but the downside for pet lovers is that certain pets are too large, too active, too noisy, or just plain unsuitable for a small living environment. We all want our pets to be healthy and content, and an apartment may not always provide for that.
Myself, I don't believe you should have a pet at all if you live in an apartment, unless it's like fish. Fish is fine. But a dog, something that...
Well, what if you got a big shark? You can't bring that into your apartment.
No, you can't.
Or can you?
Well,
depends how big your apartment is.
Yeah, I guess. And what floor it's on. Because you're going to need a lot of water to.
That's right. You can't even have a water bed in a lot of apartments. They won't let you.
For insurance purposes.
Hey, have you ever seen anybody put fish in a see-through water bed? That would be sweet.
Do they still make water beds, Big JD?
I don't know, but I thought they were pretty cool, especially when they got into making the ones that had, you know, the foam inside and everything, so they weren't as...
Yes, that was good that they
Boy,
did
I
that.
Wish we had a little bajoyum to put in there. We will. So today's topic, pets, and we're starting off here with best pets for apartment living. I would say the first and best pet for an apartment is probably a cat.
You're probably right. They don't expect a lot of human interaction, at least the cats that I've been around. And they're super easy to maintain. Put a dish of food down, make sure they got some water, make sure you got some
litter box
where they can go. Yeah. And then that's it. That's all you need.
It's, right.
You know, depending on how active you want your cat to be, you can. I've seen some people put up some crazy gear in their house as far as letting their cats, like, you know, run around. Like,
oh, those big tall cat tree things or whatever. Yeah. Those are wild.
And multiple. And
I want to play on those.
Yeah, for sure. And fun. Like, you know how people used to put train tracks on the wall and they would go around the room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know a guy, Todd, he did the same thing, but it was a platform for the tracks. He took the tracks off and lined it with carpeting and like made little stops for the cat to play up near the ceiling.
Very nice. Nobody did that for me when I was a little kid.
I'm sorry. What didn't happen when you were a little kid?
Nobody made me a train all over the place that took me for rides.
No, I didn't get that either. But I knew kids and even adults in later on in life. I've seen adults do that because they could. They always wanted that as a kid, and then they just get into that toy thing. Do you know anybody who did that?
I can't recall offhand anybody that did it like later in life, but I know that later on as kids we had a train set, but it was always like not the cool train set. It was like too big, like, you know, not the cool little ones that really looked real and everything. But dogs.
Yes. Dogs is probably not, in my opinion, not the best animal to have an apartment, especially if it's the whole thing about going to work. I don't think it's fair to an animal that you leave it locked up for 8-9 hours a day every day. That's going to affect, if you do something to a human 8 hours every day, like send him to work in a dead end job, he's going to be affected by that. Same with the dog, you leaving them alone, unless they got like a friend. Have two dogs instead of just one.
Oh, that would be the trick right there. And you'd want a small dog for an apartment too. Big dogs, too loud and too rambunctious.
I love that word, rambunctious.
Let's get into these, the reptiles, maybe snakes or the bearded dragon. You guys had bearded dragons.
Yes, we did. They were fun animals. And
were they fun?
Yeah, they were. Like you go out in the yard and you grab some crickets and
train
you put
them to roll over.
No, they didn't do that kind of thing. We just watch them eat, which is cool. Like, you know, they it's fun watching them hunt because that's all they know.
Little predators,
yeah. And what else? Well, they used to change color a little bit, and they were just scary-looking, cool things that we would let loose on the floor, and then we had cats there, too. We always had two cats, and I got two cats now still, two different cats. Mm-hmm. And I don't even really like cats, to be honest. So that shows you what women like as far as pets. They tend to be cat people. Yeah, we let the cats play with the bearded dragon. It's funny how a cat knows that thing we just put on the ground is something you can't kill. Whereas you let him go outside and you see a mouse and bam, it's dead. It's at your doorstep. Same with a bird.
If you're into really big pets, like bears and elephants and things like that, then you'll need a zoo. This is the Scorpions, the zoo.
that was the Scorpions with the zoo. Have you ever wanted an animal at the zoo when you were a kid? Did you want to take something home, Big JD?
Oh, yeah, all of them. The exotic animals. Yeah, I mean, how cool would it be to have a giraffe at home or an elephant? I'd like an elephant.
Imagine cleaning up after that. Those are big animals.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to do that part of it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about pets. And that's why I think a lot of parents let their kids have pets, is to take care of something, to make sure that you are responsible enough to keep something alive. Have you ever killed a pet, Big JD? Lack of attention?
No.
Well, don't say it like that, because I have.
Oh, my goodness.
I had one of those little chameleon type things. They change color. What are those things called? Might even just be called a chameleon.
Chameleon. That's what they are. Yeah.
Chameleon. Yeah, I had one when I was like 11 or 12. And then by the time I was 13, 14, I just got into other stuff that you get into when you're 13, 14. Totally neglected it. And it passed away.
Well, I'm sure we have. And as kids, I mean, fish, I remember we've had to flush fish down the toilet. So I'm sure. You know what I mean? From the collector, they just die, or who knows what. Water's not, you know what I mean? We never had a real tank or anything with the cleaning the water, and you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. But fish are another great little pet for an apartment.
Absolutely. I lived in an apartment and we had fish. Yep. It's a definitely a good pet to have.
Birds? Not bad. Some birds are noisy though.
Yes, they are. And I'm just against stopping something that used to be able to fly. Now you can't fly. It'd just be like cutting our legs off.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, it just seems cruel. That seems like a cruel thing to do. At least with, you know, a cat or a dog or a bearded dragon, you're not. It doesn't.
But if you were a bird, would you want to fly around? That's too much effort.
Imagine. If you could have a superpower, Big JD, it would be in seeing through things or flying.
Oh, it would be flying, I think.
See? And you want to take it away from a bird and stick him in a cage.
But seeing through things would be a lot of fun, too.
Yes, it would be. You could see things that you shouldn't be seeing, that's for sure. Like we said before, if you have an apartment, a cat is a good animal to have. And I'm sure Ted never had a pet cat. But this is Cat Scratch Fever.
I don't know where they
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
We're talking about pets on the show this morning and talking about best pets for apartment living at this particular point in time. And what about rats and guinea pigs and little rodents? Not bad for pets.
You say rats. You don't actually have a pet. Well, I suppose
some people have
do.
Pet rats. Yeah.
I know. It seems so. I don't know.
Let's say a mouse.
Mice. Yeah. There's rodents. There's your guinea pigs and gerbils and
cats,
mice.
Cats and rats and elephants as sure as you're born.
Sing it, Big J. Yeah, I know my kids had a guinea pig, and I want to say they had gerbils too, like those little versions of, but no mice, definitely no rats. I've gotten rid of a few rats in my day, but never had one as a pet.
Ferrets, rabbits.
Rabbits, that's another one.
Ferret's not a rodent, right?
I don't believe so. It's not in that family.
My brother used to have a rabbit.
Like a long-eared rabbit or?
Yeah, it was long-eared rabbit. Yep.
Those have been genetically modified to make them marketable as pets.
Oh, yeah?
That's a really great idea because you're basically making money just by having rabbits. They just keep keep reproducing.
Yeah, they don't even have to have sex. They just keep reproducing.
No, they do have to have sex.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah. You have to beep that out too. Can't say that word.
No, I can say that.
Wow.
What about creepy crawling pets like spiders? Like what are those big spiders?
Tarantulas. And snakes.
Oh yeah, scorpions. Now, what about getting away from the apartment thing? Exotic pets that are actually legal to own, that you can have. One of them, sure, I think, is the bearded dragon. That's an exotic pet.
Sure is.
We already talked about that. And some birds, like parrots and things like that, those are exotic.
Oh, yeah, they are. And they can be noisy. Ever have a pet parrot?
Well, they talk.
Some do.
Are they actually smart enough to know what they're saying, or are they just repeating?
Yeah, I think it's more, what do they call that, instinctual. That they do that. It's something that they learn to do in defense so that if there's something to come and to eat them, they imitate that animal and they think it's one of them.
That's pretty cool. Chinchilla? Don't you make coats out of them?
I do all the time, yeah. Chinchilla coat. I don't think they make those anymore. I think the...
Chinchillas?
Yeah. Well, no, the coat thing, maybe on Rodeo Drive or something, but...
Rodeo.
I think there was a campaign back in the early 80s.
That's Rodeo Drive for all you laymen.
Rodeo.
Hedgehog. You think anybody has Ron Jeremy as a pet?
They did, but he got old and large.
Crocodile. Oh, that would be cool. An alligator or a crocodile?
Well, in Australia, you would have a crocodile, and I think anywhere else you'd have an alligator. I don't think the crocodiles are anywhere else other than Australia. Are they really
not? You'd have to have them in a small cage, though, so they don't grow big.
Will they stunt? Yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says, I'm looking at an article here. It says they eventually grow out of their enclosures and require more space. So maybe they don't stop growing.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about a piranha? That would be kind of neat, huh?
That's interesting. Yeah. You just want to make sure that you don't stick your hand in your fish tank. That's all.
You know where pets go when they die?
Pet cemetery. Under the outdoor with a steamboat, ancient goblins and wallows come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Follow.
the to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molars and fangs, they're picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries for something. In a pet cemetery, I don't want to live my life again. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is rotting away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close, then you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. I did.
There you go, the Ramones, Pet Cemetery. We're talking about exotic pets that are actually legal to own. Scorpion. Kind of a weird pet, but I mean, kind of neat.
And it is low maintenance. I was just reading the low maintenance on a piranha. Apparently, it is not a low maintenance animal.
What about the Madagascar hissing cockroach? And why would you have that as a pet? Just because they're so huge? They look like little animals.
I think so, yeah. They're just creepy looking. But there's a lot of exotic animals are creepy looking.
I guess they're pretty popular amongst enthusiasts for being docile and hardy in nature. Well, my pet's hardy in nature. I want the pet because he's hardy in nature. Doesn't even sound right to me.
Well, I think nature means something differently than nature.
The green iguana. Now, iguana would be cool. They're big, right?
Bigger.
Yeah. Like bigger than a bearded dragon. Do big bearded dragons get very big? I remember yours was kind of on the small side, wasn't it?
That smaller. Definitely has to do with their enclosure.
Oh, they'll get pretty large too then?
I believe
two-hand
so,
two-hand
yeah.
Carry large?
Yeah, two hands. Yeah, you need two hands, yeah. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're skipping a few, and you kind of had me lost there for a second.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm just, I skipped along a couple because we kind of talked about snakes and big spiders. Yeah, so the hermit crab sounds more like dinner than a pet.
Well, it's the friend of Ariel in, what was the name of that movie? The something mermaid?
No idea. The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. It's a Disney. Okay.
No, I don't know anything about it. That was a cartoon or something, wasn't it?
Right, and you don't, do you ever partake in those?
Kids movies, yeah. Cool ones. Oh. The Little Mermaid, that's like for little kids. So unless I was watching it with like my little niece or something, I wouldn't see it.
I think they're all for little kids, but there's stuff in there that Disney's good that way. They put stuff in there for adults.
Yeah, I can't say that I haven't seen, you know, Disney cartoon movie or what, but like Pocahontas or Little Mermaid or The Lion King or whatever they are. I've never seen any of those ones.
Of those, The Lion King was probably.
Yeah, to me, they were just like more kid ones. You know what I mean?
As opposed to?
Geez, I don't know. Some other Disney cartoon that's not as kiddish, maybe. I can't think of any offhand.
Well, I have to think The Lion King is not as kiddish. It's on Broadway, isn't it?
And yeah, I guess so. There was a number of Lion King ones, wasn't there? Like a few sequel type things or something?
Really? I don't know about that. I'm going to say that there's no Lion King 2, was there? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I think there was more than one. I don't know.
Huh.
Save it for the Disney show. We'll be back with Bush Babies. We're talking about exotic pets that are legal to own. Bush babies. They look like those stuffed animals that you get with the like oversized eyes to make them look cute. And that's what their eyes actually look like, a bush baby, which is some kind of an African tree-dwelling little furry animal. Big ears and huge eyes, big bulgy eyes.
They look like some, I'm trying to think of the name of the thing that they look very similar. I would never think to call this animal a bush baby, but do you know what I'm saying? Like that, it's another animal, a lemur. Is that it?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or a Jeep.
What?
A little animal called a Jeep.
Oh, is that right? I'm not.
It's kind of, it's like what a lemur is, I think. Same.
All right.
Might even be the same animal.
You can tell animals are nocturnal when their eyes are all colored and wide open. No eyelashes. They want to keep their eyes open all the time. I wonder how they clean them off. They must have little lashes that come out at some point.
Squeegees.
Little squeegees. Or maybe that's what it is. The animal, like there's some little insect that comes on their eyes and cleans their eyeballs for them.
What about the southern tamandua? Is that how you even pronounce that? Tamandua? Tamanda?
Dua.
It's some kind of an anteater, a little anteater.
Yeah, it's
I don't know about having that for a pet. That's
That's freaky. I'm assuming that's in somewhere near Australia. Where is that at?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to assume that's somewhere like that. Anteaters, that's, I don't know. I don't remember from the, what was the anteater cartoon? Remember that from on Pink Panther?
Pink Panther, yeah.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. But there was the anteater on there with his buddy the ant.
I love that stuff. I love the actual Pink Panther movies.
Oh, the Peter movies, Sells. Yeah. Yeah.
Flying squirrels. You can't have a flying squirrel, though. Can you, as a pet? How does that work?
I don't think you're supposed to have a squirrel as a pet at all, but it says that these ones are legal, so maybe a flying squirrel you can have, and maybe a flying squirrel isn't as crazy as a regular squirrel, because squirrels...
It flies, Big JD. It flies. Come on, that's pretty crazy.
But biting is the issue. Real squirrels will bite you.
Squirrel!
You have to knock their teeth out. I mean, have them removed by a veterinarian.
Imagine that. Oh, jeez. It's like having your cat declawed. It's somewhat cruel, I think.
How about the flower bear?
Flower bear, otherwise known as the kinkajou.
The kinkajou. Not to be confused with the kinkajou.
That's Big JD right here.
Hey.
Your favorite kinkajou. It's Big JD.
Hey, that's a good name for a radio show. It's time for the kinkajou.
Well, there's that pretty popular podcast, Jews Telling Jokes.
Oh, that is funny. Is this still going on? Do you know?
I think it is.
Old Jews Telling Jokes, I think that's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's what it is.
That was actually pretty funny. Tell me about
the kinkajou?
No. Tell me about the Canary in a Coal Mine.
Canary in a Coal Mine. Well, that's a song by the Police.
You
Hey, Big JT, do you know why they actually put canaries in the coal mine?
Yeah, so they can find their way out, lead everybody out after.
No, seriously, do you know?
No, absolutely not.
All right. They would send a canary into the coal mine, and then if the air in there was suitable to breathe, the canary would stay alive. But if the canary died, well, then that's...
So they send it to its death. That's cruelty to animals.
Well, it was like a Russian roulette kind of thing, you know? There's noxious gases in the ground, including natural gas that we use to heat our homes and stuff like that. And you didn't know if you were walking into that, so they used canaries as their litmus test.
Poor little guys.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder why they use canaries. Maybe that was just, they were just so many of them, they just said, okay, just throw them in there.
Well, how about the fennec? The chanterelle fennec.
I'm sorry. You went to the next page.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want an animal that I couldn't even pronounce or understand its name. It's like a combination between a big cat and a small dog. Looks kind of like a fox, actually. It's got that long fox nose, big, high, pointy ears. I think even higher and bigger than a fox. Weird looking. Mini donkey. That'd be fun until you're trying to pull him anywhere and he doesn't want to go anyplace.
Yeah, I don't think that's a suitable pet. Donkey, no. I vote no on that.
Low maintenance, definitely. Donkey. Donkey don't need anything. Donkey don't even need water.
They're cute. And where is there one? There's one out in the county somewhere, I want to say.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, they have one. It might be
like a nature zoo kind of place or something?
Oh, maybe that's it. Colasanis?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've probably seen them at Colasanis. I'm going to actually skip a page and see what else they got. Monkeys. I want a monkey so bad.
No, you don't.
I do. I would really like a monkey. I wouldn't want to, I don't think the maintenance would be very much fun with a monkey, but they got to wear diapers all the time and everything. They got to wear, they have to wear diapers all the time.
But you think a monkey is such a smart animal. We can train cats to go in a specific place, but a monkey just says, I'm going wherever I want to go.
Yeah, I wonder if you can actually train a monkey. Do you remember Coco, that big gorilla that could sign?
I remember the gorilla that could sign, but I don't remember its name. If you say it's Coco,
yeah,
then
Coco.
That's what it is.
It died at some point, but it was a smart gorilla.
Well, but I think they keep that program is still going, I want to say.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
The signing of sure the of those animals. So gorillas are obviously smarter than monkeys, right?
Oh, no? I don't know. I would imagine gorillas might be smarter. I don't know what the deal is with all the different species of gorillas and monkeys and orangutans and whatnot and what's smarter than the other, but I think gorillas are like one of the smartest animals. Porpoises are smart, but you can't have one as a pet.
No. And what are those animals called? The monkeys, apes, gorillas, and orangutans?
Orangutans? Baboon.
Wop, bop, a loo bop, a wim, bamboo.
Tutti frutti. And Bengal cat. That'd be nice. I'd like a big cat. A big cat would be cool. As long as he's declawed. What?
No, that's totally cruel, man.
No.
You might as well take over.
Have you ever had a declawed cat?
Yes, I have.
Well, there you go.
It wasn't my decision. That's all I'm saying. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if they're young enough and don't know, but what about Pepe Le Pew? I mean, a skunk.
Skunk.
Come with me to the Casbah, let me make beautiful music together. See, I can speak French.
Yes, you can. I don't think I would, like, they're not an attractive animal. They look very rodent and scary. Like, they,
yes.
All those nocturnal animals have those eyes that are just like, creepy, dude.
Scroll down to the capybara.
Yeah, you want to go down to the capybara?
That's a rodent, but it looks like awfully strange. It looks like one of them sheepdogs. Know what I'm talking about?
I love that band.
Oh, the sheepdogs, yeah. You've seen them, right? You saw them?
Many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime they come around. I have tickets, actually, to go see them, but then I planned a vacation, and now I can't go see them.
The llama. Who would own a llama, really?
I want a llama just because it has two L's in it.
I don't even think that's legal. Do you remember, I don't know what movie it was. It might have been a Disney movie, and it might have been Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but there was a Push Me, Pull Me. It was an animal called the Push Me, Pull Me, and it was a llama with a head on both ends. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, that rings a bell, I have to say.
Can't remember exactly what it was from, but there's the silver fox. Now, a silver fox would be cool to own. What?
The one that we see a picture of here, it looks like it's It's scary looking, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. The fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely scary looking. They're a little predator themselves. Oh, turtles. Turtles are a wonderful little pet, especially for kids and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to say that when I was a kid, there seemed to be a lot more turtles around, just out in the wild where I lived in Bell River, which is kind of out in the county, sort of. I don't know about you here living in the city. Did you see turtles when you were a kid a lot?
Oh, yeah. We had turtles like all the time. Yeah. And we lived by the train tracks. So there was always them in a ditch. We used to go get garter snakes and turtles all the time.
Fun stuff. Kids are the same everywhere, aren't they?
I think so. What about stick insects? There's a pet for you. But I don't like them.
You know what that sounds like, Big JD?
What?
Stick insects.
Oh, get your mind out of the gutter. It's like early in the morning. And
what did you do last night? Oh, I had some stick insects. Stick insect. Yeah, those are cool for sure. Just insects that look like something else, like the one that looks like a leaf.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a show right there.
Now, is it really?
Well, I don't know. Insects that look like something else. Show.
I think that might be a little narrow because I have a Google Doc open, Big JD, just in case that we come up with a name, show topic.
Good. Yeah. And this will be the day that we don't.
Maybe that's possible, but it always happens. So it's saved and named.
What about the bed show? We were talking about water beds, and what about beds and hammocks? Those beds that you press a button and they just fold into like a nice, comfortable position. Is that a show?
Called the bed show, for sure.
Yeah, the bed show.
I'll type it down just to have something in my Google Doc.
So we got time for one more song this morning. It's going to be The Monkees, Gonna Buy Me a Dog, from their first album, 1966. Woohoo! Now,
you know my girl, now. You know my girl just called me up. And she woke me from my sleep. You should have heard the things she said. You know she hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog?
A dog.
Why?
Cause I need a friend now.
Babe, you need all the friends you can get, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna buy me a dog. Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's at.
She knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach a dog to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You couldn't teach a dog to do that. You can only train elephants.
Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now. Yeah,
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog here over Fido's spot.
My girl, no lum, no how.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike!
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 I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, are you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I buy a raccoon, but John already has.
35
well,
bucks.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl don't let me know how. How?
Now, brown cow.
I think I'm going to buy me a dog. Yes, sir. I'm going to buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm going to buy, I think dog would be the word.
Dog?
It would be dog.
Definitely
that
dog.
Would come springing from my lips. Dog.
Exactly.
It
would
be springing
is
from
that
my...
Tommy, can you turn it off, please? Can somebody open the door and let us out? They're coming to take us away.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, we're just about out of time. This week, We've been talking about pets. We talked about good pets for apartment living, and we talked about exotic low maintenance pets that you can legally have as animals. What about some of the ones that don't make good pets? I'm looking at a list here that we have online, animals that don't make good pets, yet I don't think that you can have most of these as a pet. So like big cats, so tigers, lions. Would a lion be a cool pet though?
Mm. Well, it's a cat, that's for sure.
Yeah, big cats are pretty cool. Venomous snakes, like a cobra. You wouldn't want a cobra as a pet. I mean, it'd be cool to have, but...
Cleopatra had him.
You have to play that little thing, though, so he comes out of his basket.
Right, the little whistle.
Yeah.
Indian whistle.
And I'm doing the thing with my hand, you know? Pet bears? You can't have a pet bear.
No, you can't have a pet bear.
Oh, a bat. A bat would be a cool pet, but I think they're like... They carry a lot of disease and stuff, right? Plus, they turn into Dracula at some point.
There's a certain kind of bat that will... It's true.
Wolves and coyotes? Oh, I'd like a coyote. I'd call him Wile E. Coyote.
Of course. And he would chase after roadrunners. Well, what was the roadrunner? What kind of animal was he?
The roadrunner was a roadrunner. That's a bird, a roadrunner.
All right. I can believe that. Yeah.
Save it for the old cartoon show.
Oh, cartoon show.
Yeah.
I'm sure we had one of those.
Looney Tunes and...
Write that down.
Alligators and crocodiles we talked about a little bit. That'd be pretty cool to have. I remember having a little stuffed alligator at one point.
Did you have to toilet train it?
No, he was just stuffed. He wasn't alive.
There's another show.
There is stuffed, another show. What?
Stuffed the animals.
the stuffed show.
The stuffed show. I love it.
No, what do you mean? Stuffed animals? For real? Like taxidermy?
That too.
And you know, we've done a taxidermy show in the past, actually.
Did we really?
I don't think there's anything we haven't covered, quite honestly, but now that we told people. Oh, yeah, this is all new topic for us.
Well, like I said, our perspective on stuff changes. And
you know what would be a neat show to do? And then we'd probably never done it on graphic design and logos and things like that. Just talking about them. Maybe like in a market. We've talked about marketing and stuff like that. But what goes into those things? And you know a lot about that. And colors, what works and what doesn't. And, you know, those kind of things. That's kind of neat, I think.
So what would you call that?
The logo extravaganza. I don't know. The graphic design show? I don't know. It's interesting stuff. And I don't know that we talk specifically about graphic design and stuff like that. Kind of neat. People are interested in that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I just went to talk to a guy yesterday. He called, gave me a call to do his website because he thought I was, you know, still doing that kind of work.
Did you take it on?
No, I told, he's a, it's somebody we both know. Mm-hmm. And I told him he didn't have to spend that kind of money just to do what he wanted to get done.
Right.
You could get it cheaper doing it another route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to put up your own site these days. And that's probably a good thing. We can tie that in with it, maybe like the web design type show, because a lot of people are interested in that kind of stuff and want to do things like that. And there's a lot of easy ways to do it, actually.
Yep.
Yeah. It might be helpful. Anyway, we're out of time. Next week on the show is cover songs versus original songs. Pros, cons, why your band would do one or the other. That's what we'll be talking about next week. And until then, we thank everyone for listening.
Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
And for those of you listening right to the end, some very rare 20-year-old Wicked Angel, Oppen, Lalonde, and DeRoya.